This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. High school seniors, like everybody else, have had a strange year. Quarantining, on again, off again, virtual classes, missing out on a lot of the social aspects of school. And it has some of them rethinking their college plans. A new survey from a marketing group finds that a third of potential college students are reconsidering whether to pursue a higher degree. And schools around the country say fewer applications are coming in. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a student in the middle of making these choices or the parent of a student, have your plans changed? Are you rethinking the type of school you'd want to go to? Has the COVID-19 pandemic changed the way you're looking at this decision? How about affordability? How about concerns about doing it online, at least at first? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Scott Jasek is the editor of Inside Higher Ed. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here again.
Well, let's start with that marketing company survey I mentioned, Scott. Just one data point out there among many. But what kind of things did they find when they asked prospective students what their plans were?
Well, they found that potential students are very freaked out about what's going on. I mean, look, they can either enroll in a college that is all online or that invites students back, but may still have all their classes online. They can't have much of a social life in college today. They may not be able to play sports, all kinds of things, and they might get sick. So many students are rethinking what they want to do.
And I guess a big question mark here is the big question mark that we don't know what life is going to look like come September 2021, right? It could be that they're in classes enjoying the full college experiences. It could be they're on a computer at home.
Right. I mean, colleges are right now struggling to figure out what to do in the spring semester, which starts in January, February. That is a long, you know, the next year is a long ways off, and it could be lots of great things could happen. The vaccine could be, you know, distributed and everyone could be safe. When's the last time everything went perfectly on a big national public health initiative?
So what are we seeing when it comes to, first of all, college enrollment now? Before we get to applications for 2021, what are the trends for colleges with the number of students attending this academic year?
Sure. Well, overall, according to the National Student Clearinghouse, enrollment is down 3.3%. But freshman enrollment is down 13%. Community college freshman enrollment is down at 19%. Medical schools, law schools have applications going up. So it really depends who you are. And then within that total, generally low-income students, minority students are less likely to apply than white students or wealthy students.
Let's focus in on the community colleges, the technical colleges around the country. Because one thought might have happened was students thinking, okay, if I can't go to a campus and get the full college experience, if I'm doing this online, why not do things online at a less expensive community college or technical college? That isn't panning out, though, in terms of enrollment, it sounds like.
Right. I mean, a lot of people thought what you did, but it's not coming true because, one, a lot of community college students are not set up well at home for online education. Community colleges, for instance, are opening up Wi-Fi in their parking lots so students can come to campus and study in a parking lot. Now, in a Wisconsin winter, that might not be so attractive. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that they're dealing with. Many community college students are also, frankly, poor, and they are struggling like everyone to put food on the table, and college education may seem valuable for the future, but may not be what they most go for now.
Now, what about the campuses with that on-campus experience where students come in and think about, you know, living in dorms and going to the football games and things like that? How are those campuses trying to navigate this declining enrollment this year?
They are, you know, doing everything they can. First of all, it depends what the students, you know, what the student experience is like. But at many campuses, do not have anyone visiting, And for a campus recruiting students, the best thing you can have is a student visit. That's, you know, they kill for student visits. But the students can't visit, so they've had to create virtual visits, a variety of tools showing what campus life is like. But this is good and maybe the best they can come up with, but it's not good enough. And so they're losing some students.
We're talking to Scott Jasek right now, editor of Inside Higher Ed, about how potential college students are, in many cases, rethinking their next steps. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you that we're talking about, or your kid, if you're a parent of a high school senior making those college plans? If you are already in college, what has been different? Has it led you to rethink what you're doing, maybe to transfer or maybe take a gap year? If you work in higher education, what are you seeing when it comes to people coming to campus virtually, applying for 2021? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our talk now with Scott Jasek, editor of Inside Higher Ed, looking at the dip in college applications so far this year. Surveys showing more students reconsidering their higher education plans. Let's go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Rebecca is calling from outside of Milwaukee. Rebecca, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Rebecca?
So I have a daughter who's a senior in high school, and I find this whole conversation fascinating because I think a year ago, she would have headed on to a four-year college. She was looking forward to it. I think that was exciting for her. She had the grades to do it. And I think all of this has kind of thrown everything up in the air, and now she's like, do I go to college? Do I go to a two-year school at first? Because maybe they'll be online. It'll be cheaper in the beginning, and if I'm being online anyways, I might as well just do that. So it's just kind of one of those things where I think kids really want to decide now what's going to actually be something I can do and I know for sure that's concrete.
Rebecca, thanks a lot for sharing your daughter's experience. Scott, Rebecca's daughter, not alone in trying to maybe juggle and make plans that she hadn't thought she'd have to make a year ago.
No, but at the same time, I think she's got a good plan. Community colleges offer a great education. And, you know, and you can encourage your daughter to study hard and then she can transfer when things get better. I think she's got a good head on her shoulders and is headed in the right direction.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to Buck calling from Sturgeon Bay. Buck, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Buck?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I'm a self-employed master plumber in Wisconsin. And I'm also on the board of directors for the Wisconsin Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association. And our board is in charge of, you know, continuing ed. Well, one of the people responsible for helping get continuing ed classes to plumbers and HVAC guys. And I've got a 16-year-old son in high school. And when the COVID hit and kids were sent home from school and he was homeschooling, he would be at home and I'd come home from work and, you know, the trades are extremely busy. And he kind of had an epiphany and he said, you know, Dad, he goes, you're working 8 days a week. Mom's still busy working. And, you know, I was thinking of college and there's a lot of college educated people sitting at home right now. And I'm thinking maybe I want to go into the trade. I'd never been one to want to push my kids into what I think they should do and figure that it's better for them to come up with their ideas naturally. And as the summer progressed and I was busy and unfortunately restaurants and bars are closing and a lot of people are, you know, the big cities sitting at home working in their apartments, confined to their apartments. I've never slowed down less than 50 hours a week since the last 2 years.
Wow. Buck, thanks a lot for calling in. Scott, Buck's son thinking, hey, maybe go into trades like Dad. And I don't know, is that some, I don't know if we have data on that. Is that something we're seeing other people consider?
It is. I would caution, though, these days in many of the trades, it's still important to go to a community college, a vocational college, get some skills that go with whatever trade he wants to pursue. So it doesn't have to mean writing off all of higher education.
Thanks for that call, Buck. Before we bring on another caller, Scott, what are we seeing so far? I know it's college application season now. I know it very well from my own family. What are we seeing in application numbers so far?
Well, in application numbers so far, I think they're going to be, they may be up, but they will be up from more people applying to more colleges. So I don't know that they're really up. The other big thing we're seeing is the SAT and ACT. Most colleges have gone SAT or ACT optional. And so a lot of students for the first time are deciding whether or not to submit SAT and ACT scores.
Let's bring on another caller now. Rana is with us in Rice Lake. Rana, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been wanting to talk about this subject for quite some time because it's directly affecting my daughter, who is a senior at UW-Madison. She's double majoring in two engineering programs, which is difficult enough when it's face-to-face. But she says now that everything is online, it has just put so much more stress on her to be able to, she's got a 3.5 too, to be able to maintain her everything, that she feels the stress, the angst. She wants to complete her degree, but she just doesn't know how, when. Should I take a gap year and travel? Should I just go out and try and find a job? It's the pressures of the uncertainty of everything that just become unsurmountable on top of an already challenging career path that she's very suited for, but finding herself very frustrated. And I'm sure there's others out there in that. I just wish there was some kind of solution for us all. But thank you.
Rana, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck to your daughter in getting through that. Scott, I assume this is not just Rana's daughter. A lot of students, especially in difficult fields like that, having trouble doing this all online.
All students are really suffering from mental health problems right now. You know, your daughter is typical, not unusual. But the important thing to know is that even studying online, a lot of campus clinics for mental health are open, are serving students. So, and there's a range of services available. So check with those services and encourage your daughter to continue her good work in college.
Thanks for that call. Scott, in our last half a minute or so, what are the next big things you're watching for when it comes to data or how schools are dealing with this as we keep going on through this winter?
The main thing will be what their spring semester plans are. Many colleges are announcing that they plan to be back and be more in person, but the COVID cases are taking off like crazy in campus communities and in all of our communities. And so we're going to have to watch and wait and see what happens.
Scott, thanks as always for joining us today.
Thank you.
Scott Jasek is the editor at Inside Higher Ed. He was with us to talk about how students are rethinking college because of the COVID-19 pandemic and concerns about online education, affordability, and more.